welcome to episode number 2 of WhiskeyCast, featuring news and interviews from the world of whiskey. I'm Mark Gillespie. Coming up on this episode, the latest whiskey news and a conversation with Brooklotties' Jim McEwen about his latest creation, a whiskey meant to be served on ice. Traditionalists, you can groan now. I'd like to hear from you. The email address is comments@whiskeycast.com, and by the way, it's whiskey without the E. Now to the news and a tale of an athlete behaving badly. Defending NASCAR champion Kurt Busch has been suspended for the final 2 races of the season. Busch was detained on suspicion of drunken driving after flunking a field breathalyzer test when police stopped him for reckless driving. However, he was only charged with reckless driving after the breathalyzer at the track's on-site police station broke. Now, why does this matter to whiskey lovers? Well, Busch's car is sponsored by Crown Royal Canadian Whiskey, in the first year of Roush Racing's multi-million dollar sponsorship deal with Diageo. In fact, this is the first season NASCAR has allowed spirits brands to sponsor cars, and part of the agreement included a requirement that sponsors spend a significant amount of money to promote responsible drinking. Kurt Busch was a key figure in the Crown Royal effort, including a TV ad and serving as a designated driver for fans at the Brickyard 400 in Indianapolis last August. Diageo executives leaned on car owner Jack Roush to take action, and Roush pulled his driver out of the number 97 car for the Phoenix race on Sunday and this weekend's season-ending race in Miami. Busch leaves Roush Racing after the season to take over Rusty Wallace's Penske Racing ride with sponsorship from Miller Lite Beer. So far, no word from Miller executives on the controversy. Busch has a court date in December. On a happier note, does the name James Fleming ring a bell? If you drink Aberlour Single Malt, you might want to toast James Fleming next Tuesday. Aberlour celebrates Founders Day every November 22nd, and this year there's a special dinner at the distillery to mark the occasion. Another celebration to note, Maker's Mark will hold its annual Candlelight Distillery Tours on December 3rd and the 10th in Loretto, Kentucky. There are links to both distilleries on our website at www.whiskeycast.com, along with a full calendar of upcoming events. The phrase "scotch on the rocks" is a common cliche, and the thought of actually putting ice in one's whiskey drives purists up the walls. Jim McEwen of Brooklotties is certainly no exception. Until now, he's created Brooklotties Rocks, a whiskey that's meant to be served with ice.
Now, did you ever think, after 43 years in scotch, that you'd actually make a scotch designed to be put over ice with the rocks?
Never. I never did. I was a great guy against ice because ice kills aroma. But then you got to look at the drinking styles of country. If you take Japan, the single malt is killed with ice. They fill a tall glass right to the top with water. They stir it 41 times to the right, 41 times to the left. It's called mizuwari, and that's the correct way to do it. Americans like a long drink. The climatic conditions here are completely different to Scotland. I mean, yesterday it was 75 degrees in Tennessee. I was down there. In Scotland, it's pissing the rain. And it's freezing. So we don't want ice. We want a drink to warm us up. But in a warm climate, if you want a long single malt, by all means. So, with a product called the Rocks, we called it Rocks specifically because you can have it rocks. It's young, it's fresh, it's in your face, you understand? It's a 5 o'clock special. You've been at work, your boss hates you, nobody understands you. You want a long drink in a bar, put the ice in a glass, put the rocks on top, touch it with water, and you can sit there on the bar stool and say to hell with the rest of them, I am a good guy, I deserve this whiskey, you know. I really do. My bank manager doesn't understand me, my wife doesn't understand me. It's a self-congratulatory, pat yourself on the back. So yeah, ice kills the nose, that's what it does. If you take an apple pie from the freezer, can you smell the apple pie? No. You put it into microwave for 2 seconds, can you smell the pie? Yes. With the ice, you lose the aroma. You don't lose the taste, you lose the aroma. But in a warm climate, I can understand it. In New York City in a hot day, rocks would be sensational.
Brooklotties Rocks joins 2 other expressions in the distillery's designer malts range, 3D Moin Muir, which is Gaelic for Big Pete, the name alone should tell you what that one tastes like, and Infinity, which is a vatting of 3 different vintages in sherry casks. One final note, our Pioneer episode featured Bernheim Original Wheat Whiskey and an interview with Dr. Jim Swan of Penderyn Distillery in Wales. Last week at Malt Advocate Magazine's Whiskey Fest in New York, both received the Malt Advocate Whiskey Award as Pioneers of the Year. Congratulations, and we'll have more on the Malt Advocate Awards in our next episode. That's all for this edition of Whiskey Cast. Whiskey Cast is a production of MG Media, copyright 2005, and comes to you from the charming yet regrettably dry town of Haddonfield, New Jersey. I'm Mark Gillespie, reminding you that whenever you drink, please do it responsibly. Thanks for listening.